Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. There's a big difference between a water bottle and an artesian well. We know a lot about water bottles in our household, right, Claire? It's part of our routine each morning to fill up the water bottles for school. And it's as helpful as water bottles are. There are some severe limitations with the water bottles. Number one, you can only fill our water bottles up to about 12 to 16 ounces, and that's it. In the water in that water bottle will go flat if it sits there for quite a period of time, and the flavor also loses its that water crispness after a couple of hours as well. The water in an artesian well is much different than a water bottle. See, the water in an artesian well flows in an unending fashion. In an unlimited way, the water gushes out because it comes from a deep source underground. The water doesn't go flat because it's constantly moving. There's a big difference, again, between a water bottle and an artesian well. Did you know this morning, God's desire for you is that you are an artesian well? That inside of you, God's greatest gifts, His forgiveness, His love, His peace, His joy, His grace, comes with an unending supply, unlimited supply, flowing from your heart. God has a high opinion of you and wants you to be an artesian well. How can I say that? Well, Jesus said it once to a person. Look it up. John chapter 4. The woman at the well. Jesus would say in John chapter 4, verse 38, to the woman, "For whoever believes in me, so may it be as the scriptures say, that in their innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Those words weren't just meant for that woman, they were also meant for anyone that believes in Jesus Christ. As I begin my message here this morning, I think it's okay to admit, sometimes I don't feel like an artesian well. I feel like a water bottle. Limited, flat, like I really can't give very much of God's greatest gifts. And it's okay to admit that right out of the gates just because we're human, but here's the challenge. I think the difficulty is we sometimes forget that we have a deep source welling inside of us that we have access to. That God resides inside of us. That if we took a moment of just being with God, that we could access that source. And the challenge is that too often in life, all we're doing is doing and being busy. Can you relate to that? Yes. Peter could too. Seamus, I've got slides. I don't know if that message got relayed to Archer, but thank you. Either one of you, thank you for doing that today. Everyone on the sound team, thank you for helping out. Peter was someone in our text from the Transfiguration. Peter was someone who was a doer. He got things done. And we're attracted to Peter because he did that. When I looked up pictures of Peter, I found that Peter was oftentimes doing things when no one else would do. So Peter was the one that said things. The Gospels tell us he blurted out answers when Jesus would give questions. I sometimes think that Peter had a foot-shaped mouth because when he spoke the answers, he spoke them before anyone else had any time to think them through. He was a man of action. He said the first word oftentimes in the Gospels. Peter was one to step out and take on Jesus' challenges. Here's a picture here of Peter walking on the water. When Jesus gives the invitation, Peter says boldly, "I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get out of that boat and make it happen." Didn't he do that? Yeah. Peter was someone when there was a problem in the community, like Capernaum, his hometown, he would make sure that problem got somehow connected with Jesus. So in Luke chapter 4, Peter makes the link with his mother-in-law who's ill to Jesus. Peter probably did that. Peter was a man of action. He got things done. And so that shouldn't surprise us with the details that are given to us in Luke chapter 9 and the transfiguration, what Peter's doing. When Jesus goes up the mountain, it says that Jesus prays. What is Peter doing? Did you catch it? What is he doing? Sleeping. Well, what's that about? I think, this is my interpretation, didn't find this with scholars, but my thought is that Peter was someone like who had to produce and get things done. Prayer, that doesn't get things done. Might as well take a nap and relax, is what he's thinking. Then when Peter wakes up and sees Moses and Elijah and Jesus, what a magnificent moment that was. However, Peter was a doer. He says, hey, I can go to work and be busy. Let's make a tent, one for you, Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. See, Peter had to get things done. He was a doer. But here's the problem. Peter couldn't just be. Take in the glory of the moment. Take in the power that he was hearing, taking in the voice that was speaking boldly from the clouds, this is my son. Peter couldn't just be. Are you a doer? Are you like that? Get stuff done. And forget about being with the Lord. So often in life, I think we measure the days that we live, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, based upon how much we accomplish and we get done. Isn't that true? My day is a good day if I get a lot of stuff done. Or we sometimes think that the purpose of our days is to get things done, and we don't really think about being with God throughout our day. This last week on Tuesday, I had a really productive day. One of those days, doesn't it feel good when you have a day and you're like, man, I got a lot done. So Tuesday was really good. I caught up on a lot of emails and correspondence with others that I had been a couple days behind. The next thing that I did was that I got some planning done for the season of Lent. And that's really good because Lent starts on Wednesday. Come for Ash Wednesday. I was feeling good about that. Got the kids out the door. Do you remember Tuesday morning? Running down the street, catching the school bus and breakfast. That was good. We got all set with that. Then there was a meeting that I participated in and a couple of visits and a couple of planning things for Bible study. By the end of the day, I was feeling really good about myself. Have you ever had a day of that where you just accomplished so much? Doesn't it feel good? Yeah. Capture that feeling. But then I further assessed my day. And actually, it wasn't a great day. You know why? Because when I was doing my emails, I was distracted and doom scrolled through social media for 10 minutes. Ah, I did that. Then when I was planning for Lent, it wasn't out of a feeling of joy, but there was stress about how much is coming forward. Then when I was sending emails, I was distracted. Then when we were, I didn't give this little detail, but you probably remember, Claire, on Tuesday, we were in such a rush and frantic feelings were there that we ran to the bus stop, and we just barely got there in time and jumped on the bus.